Money Bang.
I thought I was gonna have to buy a badge. I was like, this how they do it.
Listen, nah, man. The only problem I have with Instagram is just this little tiny difficulty, technical difficulties that we go through, just like a live stage show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how it go. That's what I said. Don't give up on me. We're gonna make it work.
Nah, not at all. But I, shit happens, man. But I'm glad everybody stayed in tune, man. Shout out to everybody that's on those smart TVs, on any gadget, the iPads, your phone. And you rocking with Digital Underground's legendary own Money B in the building. Yo, B, what's popping with you? Oakland in the building?
You know it. Dubs. Like that.
That's what it is, man. So you was recently in Miami. You pulled up on your boy. You know what I mean? How did Miami treat you?
Oh, man. Oh, man, I had a great time, man. I appreciate it. Like, you seen in my post, I said it was like a family affair. I just felt welcome. Oh, yeah. Felt welcome. So it was good. It was good.
We had to roll out that red carpet. You know what I mean? We us Miami guys, you know, we like to, you know, give that hospitality, man, because when we go to your area, we, you know, of course, we expect the same thing. You know what I mean?
We call it Bay Love.
You ran into Joe Obi, you know what I mean? You had some of the homies over there with you as well, man. Shout out to them. Cannabis was popping, Queens. Word up.
Yep. Shout out to Young Hump, Pook Diesel, Rap Sheet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Who's in the building. But I'll tell you what I love, though. The weather, it reminded me of the Bay. I must have caught Miami at the right time because it wasn't too hot. Nice little breeze. So that's what really made me feel like I was, you know, at home. So it was dope.
Definitely, man. You did come at the right time because it can get a little chilly in Miami, too. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, them outdoor parties, you know what I mean? We just vibing, man. So you was in good hands. You was straight.
Yep. Shout out to EFN.
Oh, yeah. You came down for the drink champs. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yep.
Usually when I meet up with an artist after drink champs, it's not really a good time because I be trying to call them, and they probably passed out for all the drinks that they had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was still standing.
But
I was still standing.
You.
Hey, man.
I want everybody to see it when the episode come up. Yeah.
Shock Z. Golden L. That's how we do it. Shout out to Hella Coastal. You know what I mean? We was on that.
Word.
The whole evening. You know what I mean?
Word. So, Money B, man, talk to me about music, man. What's going on in your music world right about now, man? What you got going on?
Well, I mean, the I believe like the whole shift really, and anybody that's doing music need to really study up and get involved with this whole NFT game. Because, I mean, it's going to change the music industry, in my opinion. And it's... We're at a stage where things are going to change. There's going to be a shift. And if you miss the train, you're going to be standing at the station looking like, ouch, you know? So you met the homie Young Hump, you know, he's the newest member of Digital Underground. Me and him represent, on stage. We are the representation of Digital Underground on stage, but we got some new records we're about to drop. But this first single we got called F It Up, we're about to drop it as a NFT single. And what's going to be unique about it is we're going to have like four different original versions of the single. But through the NFTs, I don't know how many we're going to mint, but you'll be able to buy your unique version, like a mashup. So you got a drum form version, the bass line from another version. A few of them going to have like a special scratch, sort of like ending by DJ New Styles, one of our DJs out of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we trying to be at the forefront of some things that are happening. I see you, Jeanette, audiochain.io in the building. But, yeah, man, that's where I'm at with it. I'm just, you know, trying to ahead of the game. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And another thing that I'm going to say is that we're also creating an NFT agency called Create. right? Because a lot of artists and a lot of people from my school of hip hop and even to the younger guys, they don't even know what an NFT is. And it's, you know, it seems like rocket science, but there, you know, a lot of our black and brown brothers and sisters are like, they're afraid of it, right? It is, you know, we just want to make sure that we kind of help onboard more of our people into the space so they can take advantage of it before they get taken advantage of. And that's just how we're rocking right now.
Is there a certain platform or a certain website that they could go to learn from you guys and you know, get the proper guidance that they need?
Right now, you really have to just follow me at MoneyB69, at MoneyB69 on Twitter. I'm on Discord at MoneyB69.eth. You know what I mean? Just kind of rock with me, because we're setting up all of these platforms and pages right now. But in the meanwhile, you can just hit me in the DM. I'm gonna share any information that I have, because it's, you know, what I'm learning about the community, the NFT community, and just even like the whole crypto space. It's enough for everybody to get it. You know, everybody's shares, man. So it's not like I got to keep it to myself. And if I give it to you, it's gonna take away from me. It's like we can all get it.
Right.
So come on in.
Right. Right. So you said you got newest member of Digital Underground. You know, I think some people in the hip hop world, or people that just don't know, or at least heard of Digital Underground, you know, they know of the passing of legendary our brother Shaq G. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yes.
And they probably think that there is no more Digital Underground. Can you go ahead and let them know that still lives on forever?
Yeah, I mean, Digital Underground will live and breathe forever. And it's like, you know, we're active under your nose and you don't even know it. You know, like I said, me and Young Hump, we still rocking, doing shows, representing the brand. DJ Fuse, he DJs for Dave Chappelle. So you don't even know Digital Underground is at every Dave Chappelle show. You know what I'm saying? Myself and my partner and my cousin Cletus Mack, who you just said what up to. Member of Digital Underground, we rocking in the not just the NFT, but also the cannabis space. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know Guapale, she's our family. Shout out to Mystic. It's under your nose, like I said.
Is there like a tour gonna go around? Is there more of a presence of Digital Underground coming to people's cities soon?
Yeah, I mean, you know, things are opening back up. I mean, a lot of people think that this whole pandemic thing is over, feel like, especially out there in Miami. But, you know what I mean? It's the rest of the world is still opening up a little bit slower, right? So as things open up, we'll be touring, promoting all of the things that we do. And as we do, and as things open back up, my goal and my plan is to eventually tour and bring out more of our members of Digital Underground, because we used to rock out like 14, 15 deep when we go on the road. Now, you know, obviously it's myself, Young Hump, and DJ Always, shout out to Always. But the goal is to eventually get us all back out there, because that's before Shaq passed, that was one of the things that he was planning to do. You know, he was on a hiatus for a minute, but he wanted to come back and kind of like Voltron, put the whole thing back together and bring everybody back out, you know, because everybody's are moved and they're a separate direction and carve their own path of what they're doing. But we wanted to bring it back together and remind people that we are very much still a strong unit and always will be. So in his name and in his honor, you know, that's what I hope to do eventually.
Shaq G, rest in peace.
Word.
Ha. Where were you? What zone you was in? What exactly what you was doing when you got the phone call of the devastating news that happened?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I was sitting in this chair in this exact spot when I got the phone call. And, you know, couldn't believe it. I don't think any of us could believe it. Like, you're never really prepared for one of your family members to leave you. You know, you can say you are, even if you know that your parent is on their deathbed or whatever it is, and they say they have a such and such amount of time to live. You think you're prepared, but you never really are prepared. So, I mean, you could just imagine how that was with all of us, right. You know, and it still hurts to this day. Like, you know, some days I think about it, and I'm sitting in this very chair, I might start crying just thinking about it.
It's a trigger.
Word up. But a lot of times, you know, I'm always celebrating. So, you know.
Yeah, man.
Well,
it is a lot of memories. I know there's a lot of memories mm-hmm. over there. You know what I mean? And what was your best?
Hey, you know, I would say this, you know, and Shot definitely represented Florida because he was out of Tampa originally.
Right.
You know that.
Right. Word.
But go ahead. You want to say something?
No, I was about to ask you, what was one of your greatest moments, highlights, you know what I mean? You know, maybe a story that, you know, you could give me an exclusive that nobody really knew about. Because we see the shows, we see the smiles, we see, you know, we're going to get into the Pac situation a little bit. But what's one of the biggest memory of you and Shock G personally as brothers, you know?
As brothers? I mean, you know, Shock was just, he was a giving person. So he always wanted everybody around him to be happy or to have what, you know, to have what he felt like they deserved. Like he hated to disappoint, in other words. So he would, you know, he would take less to make sure you got what you deserved or what he thought you deserved or as much as you deserved. You know, he was just that giving of himself. And he was just super funny and you know, goofy, always wanted to make people laugh, which we all were. I think that's kind of like our, within our crew, a lot of jokes. I know we're going to talk about Pac, but that's what we did. We was always joking and just having fun. Like our whole, you know, our stage show or even our songs, a lot of things we did just came from us clowning around and be like, you know, it would be funny if we tried this.
Yeah.
And then we just try it and do it. You know, what if we wore this on stage and we do it? You know what I mean? And it wasn't about trying to be the toughest or the coolest or looking like this. We kind of just did what we felt and what we liked. So I'll give you a great story. And this is one that you can go back and you can look at it and then it'll make sense to you. So we did Showtime at the Apollo with Mark Curry was the host, right? And this is when Kiss You Back was killing everywhere, but it was huge in New York. And we knew it was big around the country, but you know, we're performing at the Apollo, right?
Yeah.
And so we had this idea we were gonna, you know, fool the Apollo by having these bags on our head.
Yeah.
And come out, and then when the Sandman come out, we were going to take the bags off and turn around and start performing the song. Well, if you go look at that, you've seen this as the Unknown Rappers, right? And I couldn't talk because Mark Curry's from Oakland too. So if I would have said something, my voice was too recognizable. He didn't know exactly who it was. But so I didn't say nothing. So when we started doing it, and this, you know, what we thought was a black beat, obviously, the Sandman came out to yank us because he didn't even know. We didn't tell nobody. But then when we took the bags off and turned around and Kiss You Back started and the whole Apollo just went crazy, right? And Shock wasn't ready for it to have that much love in New York, you know what I mean, at the Apollo. So for a few seconds, he lost it. And he, if you go back and look at it, he kind of loses it for a few seconds. He don't know what to say. And then he just get into it. Like, so that, you know, that was one of the moments where it was an accomplishment for us. But at that very moment, I was happy for Shock because he's from New York originally. His family is. He grew up in Tampa, but his family, you know, his roots is New York. So
and
for him to be.
See that love give back to him.
Yeah, it's like he did it. You feel me? Because that was our, Kiss You Back was our biggest record in New York that I actually experience. I know Humpty Dance was huge, but just on some walking the streets and just the vibe, we was killing it at the time. So we were like on our third or fourth hit. So we was running it.
So matter of fact, I did see that clip about a month, two back. So maybe even right before Shock passed away, I think he had posted that type of clip. I did see that clip, and I thought it was fascinating that, because I grew up from the Apollo days. I'm from Harlem myself, so
okay.
I might have missed that. I might have missed that episode. So when I did see it recently, I was like, oh, shit, that was dope.
Yeah, so check it out. Yeah, so when the lights come up, look, just for a second, he kind of paused. And he like, and then he gets into it, you know.
So you talk about Kiss Me Back, Humpty Dance, same song, Do What You Like,
right?
Like all of those records alone that I just said, man, were all favorites of mine as a DJ. Like, you know, cutting it up, backspinning, and doing what I do on the turntables. And even doing some old school parties, man. Those records are timeless records, man. And, you know, I never got to talk to Shock like that, but I'm going to just tell you, thank you for those records, man. Thank you for those legendary sounds. And you guys were definitely comedians behind those tracks as well, man. And I think that's where music kind of got lost. People didn't have too much fun with music these days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys did that. How did Digital Underground come about? Like, how did, you know, Pop, Money B, you know what I mean? How did Shock put it all together? How did it all come about from day one?
Well, it was actually, you know, Shock G, he was the mastermind behind the whole concept, right? Mm-hmm. And really the original concept kind of started in Tampa with him and Kenny K and his crew in Tampa, but he came out and he hooked up with Chopmaster J and they got the deal. So they actually put out a 12-inch called Underwater Rhymes and Your Life's a Cartoon in 1988 before me and Fuse got in the group. But, you know, they needed a DJ and me and Fuse were a group called Raw Fusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we later put out an album. So really what Shock wanted and what Digital Underground became and was really a big production team, right? Because he had these ideas and these things that he wanted to do, and he'd always bring people in to help kind of like complete his vision. And in return, he would do as much as he could to help you launch the career that you wanted to do. So when me and Fuse came in as Raw Fusion, we always knew we wanted to and was going to do a Raw Fusion album. Tupac was a solo artist when we brought him in, and the mission was to get him a deal so that he can go off and do his thing. Same thing, you know, with Mystic, with Klee, you know, Saphir, all of us that kind of came through that machine. But we just, it was about, you know, Shock had this vision of this super group or this big army of people that he could use their superpowers or their talents to fit perfectly where he needed them to fit. You know what I mean? Like even with me, he used my voice like an instrument, like you would use a guitar or a guitar solo or a piano riff. Cause he'd be like, yo, man, can you put something? I need three bars right here. Not even like, if you need a three, fill in this space and you fill in this space, or can you give me eight right here? Or what do you think right here? And he would listen to other people's ideas. So it was a collective movement, but he definitely kind of like, I never worked with somebody like that kind of used vocals the same way that he used instruments. You know, it was all sounds to him.
I don't mean to compare you, but it's kind of like almost like a Chuck D Flavor Flav thing.
So he Flavor Flav?
Like, you know how Chuck D would use
Flavor
Flav? I'm not
Chuck D,
you know what I mean? But, you know, I think Chuck D, you know, he had a vision of having Flavor Flav's voice somewhere in certain records.
Exactly that, and I've heard that story for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Just like that.
And Pac, talk to me about Pac, man. Like, you know, you know, I haven't really had a chance to talk to anybody that, you know, have a deep conversation about a legendary artist like Pac and the relationship that you have with Pac. Like, You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Talk to me about how he entered Digital Underground and how, you know, you guys just made it happen.
Like I said, you know, Pop, he came into the group. We came into our collective as a part of another group called Strictly Dope with Ray Love and DJ Diz. Shout out to Ray Love. And so he was signed. They were signed to TNT Records with H and Gregory. That's who we were signed to and kind of who started the whole the movement, right? Mm-hmm. And when the group, for whatever reason, dissolved or broke up, Tupac was retained with TNT as a solo artist. And as Atron was trying to get him a deal, you know, wasn't moving as fast as he wanted it to. And this was right around the time when we were getting ready to go on our first national tour. We had already toured Europe, mm-hmm. And, you know, been moving around and doing things. And Atron asked Shop and us, is like, hey, can he go out with you guys until we figure it out? Because if not, I might lose him. You know, he was getting a little antsy. But he was already part of the crew anyway. So he was like, you know, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he came out and everybody likes to say that Tupac was just a roadie or a dancer. That's not what he was. Mm-hmm. He had responsibilities within the group, as we all did. But he had times when he was on the mic, he would get his shine to do his parts on stage when we were dancing. Him and I both were dancing. It had to be two dancers on the side mm-hmm. of Humpty, right? Mm-hmm. So we were both doing that. You know, after the show, he did have to help pack up, but we, you know, everybody got to pay their dues, right? Mm-hmm. But that's how he did it. But he really kind of made a name for himself on the road by, you know, after every show in the lobby of the hotel, especially if there was a piano, just freestyling and battling anybody in every city that we went to. Him and MC Search from Third Base. And by doing that, like everybody, all the other groups on all the tours we went, just noticed them. It's like, yo, that y'all got something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you could not pay attention to Tupac. He just commanded the attention in any room that he was in from the very beginning.
Right.
So, you know, he was going, in my opinion, to do what he's going to do with or without us. You know, we just happened to be the ones that were the vessel to bring him through. Right.
Right. Everybody that just joined in, man, on Smart TV, on Instagram, Periscope, Facebook, YouTube Live, is my guy Money B from Legendary Digital Underground. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Money, man, me and you, we clicked up in a way where, you know, somebody had to make sure that we met up with each other. You know what I mean? Not just because you came to Miami, but we have a lot in common with our boy Lil Mikey, man.
And Lil Mikey TMB.
Yeah. He in the building.
I got to get that single, No One. It's rocking right now.
Yeah, definitely, man. New joint, No One's, is out there. Y'all heard me broke it. And I had an opportunity to do a song with him as well called Miami Nights. He came to Miami.
I remember.
We did that joint as well, man. Talk to me about Lil Mikey and his style and, you know, y'all relationship.
Well, Lil Mikey is basically, that's my nephew. You know what I mean? Like, you know, him and his family, my family. Basically, I know Mikey since he was, before he was born. I grew up with his dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I remember when his dad was in elementary school, I kicked him in the butt. Shout out to Big Mike. But, so, you know, I've seen Mike go from really just, you know, being a youngster running the streets to somebody who really started to take pride in his craft and really want to become the artist that he's now become. Yes. You know what I mean? I've seen the progression and I feel like he's matured into an absolute and full artist, something that I've always hoped that he would be. And so I just hope people get a chance to hear him because he's, you know, and the other thing is just being out of East Oakland and being from the Bay, a lot of people have these expectations of this is what you're supposed to sound like when you're from the Bay. And believe it or not, you know, I went through that because Digital Underground didn't sound like Oakland per se.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't tell where we were from when we came out. And a lot of people just didn't even know where we were from because of that. So I understand the frustrations, but I'm happy that Mike is confident enough to take his own lead in his own path and do his own thing. Yeah. And I think that's what separates him from other artists, because he wasn't afraid to go out and do it the way he wanted to, instead of just following the trend or the path of what people say you're supposed to sound like, being from the area that you are from.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. And that guy's voice, man, I love it, man. Like, you're right.
You go crazy.
He's from Oakland. Man, sound like he's straight from the South. Boy, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I was like, woo, that boy riding out on that. You know what I mean?
But you got to love it, though. You got to love it.
Yeah. Look out for his new single. It's crazy, man. And our single, To Miami Nights, as well, man.
I feel like Mike has an international sound, to be honest with you.
He does.
You know?
And his flow is crazy. And you listen to his story, man, it's just bananas, man. Y'all need to check him out. It's right there, Lil Mikey_TMB. Guy's crazy, man. And shout to Champagne Shane, too.
Champagne Shane in the building. Oh, I got a shout out. I was with just with Dyer Lansky. He said he did like a DJ thing battle or some shit with you the other day.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Work.
Yes.
Me and him, we got something cooking.
Oh, dope. Yeah, man. Great guys right there, man. Money, man. You know, I went over my time, and I appreciate you hanging out with me, man. And I know we had a little problem with the Instagram, but I'm glad you stuck with me, man. And you know, like I told you, man, whatever you need on this side of the world, man, whatever you need in Miami, music-wise, you know you got a DJ.
I'm going to need it.
You know you got it over here, baby. I got you, man. Thank Mikey and Champagne Shane for linking us up. Well overdue, you know what I mean? Go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you at, man, what new music, anything that, you know what I mean, the NFT, anything that you got going on, man, let them know.
I'm just going to say off the top, just follow me at MoneyV69 on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, check if you, like you said, if you're into that NFT space, I'm on Discord at MoneyV69. And just, you know, look out for the NFTs that we drop in MoneyV and Young Hump album. We got a new Digital Underground joint coming next year. Like some of the stuff that Shock left us with, we're going to, you know what I mean? Yes. We're going to piece some of that together. You know, we're in the cannabis space with, we have kind of like a collab with Culture Cannabis Club, right? And we have a new line of cannabis. It's an aphrodisiac line of cannabis.
Right.
So it's all about, you know, the stimulation, kind of, you know, cannabis products. I think we're going to come out with a chocolate right around Valentine's Day. So, you know, look out for that. Of course, you want to stay in tune. We got the Shock G Forever Golden Ale that, you know, I did it for his celebration, but I'm going to bring it back next year as well. You know, August 25th is officially Digital Underground Day in the city of Oakland. And that's Shock G's birthday. So every year we're going to, August 25th. So get your plane tickets now, because every year we're going to do Digital Underground Day in the city of Oakland. And we're going to celebrate, Shock G forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Pick up that little Mikey TMB, No One, of course. Man, I do so much. That's why I've been trying to remember all the shit that I'm doing. But, and of course, you know, get that DU merch. You know what I mean? Because I managed the Digital Underground merchandise. So if you want Money Being Young Hump or Digital Underground gear, you can only get official Digital Underground merchandise at dumerch.com. So if you buy it from anywhere else and it's not
official,
dumerch.com, then it's bootleg. Yep. And you're going to get laughed out the spot. You know what I mean? So look for us. We're going to be on the road. It's new Money Being Young. What else, man? We're killing. Oh, Mystic. She re-releasing her album. Cletus Mack. Well, I mean, goddamn. What you want to know?
Nah, that's dope, man. And just like I said, just know, man, if you got any more stuff you need to promote, you need music, whatever, man, I'm here to help out, man. Hopefully I could be a Digital Underground DJ supporter from Miami. You know what it is, man.
Absolutely. You're the Miami division. Man, general, in Miami. You know, like,
we got to get the whole spot. Yeah, we just got to do a Digital Underground in Miami show, period.
We got to do it. I'm trying to say, man, you know, light skin got to stick together. I thought you knew. We got that little, funny, that little wink when we see each other. Now that's that light skin wink. You're like, I see you, bro. Let's get it.
For real.
That's the way we got to do it, man.
This is my guy, Money B from Digital Underground. Oh. Your money, I appreciate you hanging out with me.
Wait. I forgot to tell y'all. So I'm actually, I see, that's what I'm saying. I'll be doing so much. You guys got to look out and make sure you get Vire Streaming Network. It's a new streaming network, black owned. I'm content and talent supervisor for the network, and I'm have equity in the company as well. But Vire Streaming Network, black owned new streaming network, over 12,000 pieces of content, whether it be movie shows or documentaries or whatever. We're in 122 countries right now. You can get it on your Roku, your Apple TV, Fire Stick, Smart TV, anywhere. It's called Vire Streaming Network, V-Y-R-E. Get that.
And if anybody's throwing an event and everything, they need to hit you up so you could stream it for them all around the world.
Because we're doing live stream concerts through. Yeah, so if you need, and it doesn't have to be a concert. It could be your conference, you know, or, you know, whatever it is. We'll stream, you know, live streaming if it's worth being live streamed.
Damn right. You can get a lot of side money on different markets with just one stream. Trust me, I know about that.
Hey, so you know what I'm talking about. We're trying to put everybody on, man. So holler at me. You got questions about it at MoneyB69. I am your guy.
Definitely, man. Money, thank you again for hanging out with me, man. I can't wait for you to come to Miami, and I can't wait to come to my over there in Oakland, August 25th for Digital Underground Day.
You got to do it. Send me that script. You need them drops.
Yeah. I'm lining up them DJs because once I put the hit out, man, everybody, I'm only getting the ones that's doing work. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. I can't be wasting time.
Everybody at SiriusXM Rock the Bell says what's up as well, too, man. Thank you, Money B, for hanging out with
my people. All right. Much love.
You know what it is. Money B from the legendary group Digital Underground hanging out with me today, man. Everybody, man, please understand this is the number one DJ show, Monday to Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. All right? This is what we do. DJ F, shout to Nature Boy in the building. Hooper Ronda in the building.